States of Incarceration is a exploration of how the United States came to be a country that incarcerated more of its people than any other in the world by far. And it's created by over 700 people across 20 different cities in the United States of the incarceration generation. So these are people, young people, for the most part, born in the age when the number of people behind bars had grown in just a few decades over 700%, when far more of the people behind bars proportionately are people of color. It's a phenomenon that has transformed sort of every aspect of American life, our families and communities, our economy, our landscapes, our democracy even. So it's a very particular world to have grown up in that historians kind of call the carceral state. So each community brought together people with a real wide range of knowledge and experience with this in the carceral state, because this has become a shared American experience, but not equally. So it brought together people whose lives have been transformed by this and who sort of live the impact of mass incarceration every day and who are dedicating their lives to working on the issue with with people who, some of whom had never thought about this issue before and had absolutely no knowledge or experience of it. And this range of people included students at universities in each of these cities or colleges, and people who were either formerly incarcerated, who worked in corrections, who whose families were impacted. And each local team was invited to explore themselves, to find the story of how incarceration had shaped and attitudes towards crime and punishment had shaped their state or their community. So what was the history of incarceration in their state? And what was the question that they wanted to explore and kind of pose to a larger public? So,
and so what's the Western Massachusetts connection with this then?
So University of Massachusetts at Amherst was one of these 20 communities, and they brought together students in the UMass Public History Department with a wide variety of local community organizations that included Out Now, Palante, the Prison Birth Project, Arise for Social Justice, and together these students and the other folks working in these organizations explored the question, what are women's prisons for? And they really looked at the history of women's jails and prisons in Massachusetts and how the history of women's jails and prisons in Massachusetts can help everyone around the country understand what is the fastest growing incarcerated population in the country, which are women. So they created, they researched this history, they conducted interviews, they found archival images, they looked at one of the first women's prisons ever created in the nation in Massachusetts, and one of the newest prisons ever created in the nation, which is also in Massachusetts, and looked at what the kind of understanding was of why, of what kinds of, what women's prisons should be for, what kind of needs they should address, and why they should exist at all. And so that's, they're sort of contributing both to your local audiences and understanding of what incarceration in Massachusetts is all about, but also they're helping, as this exhibit travels, their contribution will teach others around the country what this history can help us understand about where we are today.
And where can people see this?
It's going to be at a number of different venues around the area. So the opening reception will be at the Woragon at 420 Dwight Street. It also will be at the Forbes Library in historic Northampton later on in the month, starting on March 13th. And then there's public programs happening all throughout the month, including a restorative justice group from Holyoke High School, a Know Your Rights workshop, and other talks by local experts and historians on this issue.
So it's not just a static exhibit. There are going to be program opportunities, multimedia, and interactive participation.
Absolutely. There's a whole series of different dialogues and workshops, as well as there's stories of people sharing their experiences with incarceration in the exhibit, videos from both past and present from around the country, and a participatory installation that visitors to the exhibit actually build that invite visitors to sort of place themselves in the context of the history of incarceration to sort of talk about their own experience with this, whether that means they've never had any encounter and are just learning about this for the first time and can express their what their responses, or people who can share direct stories. And these build a kind of story map that everybody who comes to the exhibit can both add to and learn from.